Joining us now in our studios is Northfield Mayor Rhoda Pownell. Good morning, Mayor Pownell.
Morning.
How are you?
Good.
Good.
How are you?
I am well.
Okay.
You brought with you a special guest. Our guest star today is Dave Bennett, Northfield's city engineer. Dave, thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thank you.
We're going to talk about some parks and the recreation system. Yeah. The council has been kind of looking at, and city staff as well, looking at what we can do with our parks and the game plan for them. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, and just so appreciative that Dave was able to join me here in the studio this morning, because our parks really serve a wide variety of people. Wide variety of uses, from everything from theater and music in our parks to hosting, being a hosting place for events like our Hispanic Heritage event, or no, Hispanic Celebration, Heritage Celebration. Yes, that'll be taking place in Central Park, to being a place where you can have your wedding if you wanted to. So, or go fishing, or play a game of frisbee or ultimate frisbee, or use them as a slip and slide through the mud, right? I mean, hopefully not that. Dave is cringing there, but I've seen it happen. To really looking at what are the needs broadly for our community. Yes, we use them for sporting events. They're places where people can go and just be in nature, so they're more of a quiet place of reflection, but they can also be, like I said, utilized for art and for sports and for just getting out in the community to be able to walk about or play a game of frisbee with your kids, and evolving and moving our parks into a place where they are meeting the needs of the people that live here in the 21st century. So all ages, all abilities, ADA accessible, just meeting in the broadest sense, the needs of the community. And our parks are free and open to the public. You don't have to pay a fee to go use the playground or to go play a game of ball. Well, maybe you do have to pay a fee, right, to be able to rent spaces, shelters, things like that. But what are the needs within our community? We have over 500 acres of parkland in our community. How can we best equip these public spaces to be able to meet the needs over the next 10 years existing, move them up into a place where they are better meeting the needs of our community? But then what should they look like in 10 years? And so the city has been doing a significant amount of work just really looking at that, and this is where I turn the show over to Dave. So.
And the city and folks, for our listeners out there right now, this is important right now because now is kind of decision time. Your input is needed. So either speak now or forever hold your peace. So we've got Dave Bennett is with us. Why don't we start off by talking about the survey that's going on right now? And you have that one on the website, the city's website?
Yep. Yep. Thanks, Jeff. Yeah, and I think kind of getting back to what Jeff said, right, this is a draft 10-year plan of investments into the park system. So it's not the final plan, and this is our opportunity to really hear from the public. So we really want you to weigh in. So we have an online survey. So if you go to the city's website, so northfieldmn.gov and /park CIP, you can get to the website, learn more about the plan, and there's a link. You can drill down deep, so we have more of the high-level summaries within the plan on the website, but then there's also just really some information related to the spreadsheets and really what's planned at some of the parks. Certainly not final, and that's really why we want to hear from you. In addition just to going online, we do have a combination of both virtual and open houses really over the next month and a half, so those dates are listed also on our website. The first one is actually this afternoon, so we're doing a virtual meeting over lunch this afternoon. So if you can jump on, click on the link, we'll share information about the plan, and we really want to hear from you about it.
No, while you were talking, I pulled up the city's website, and it's right there front and center. You can't really miss it. There's a big banner that goes across the front that says, you know, take the survey and find out more information. So to do that is a pretty, I filled it out myself. It's a pretty easy thing to fill out. And it asks you a number of questions about, you know, what parts you like, why you like to use them and such. It's pretty much everything. And what you'd like to see, of course, in the future. Now, the today's meeting, that is, where's that at? Is that a virtual meeting? Or
yeah, it's a virtual meeting, yep. So you can mm-hmm. just jump on. You can call in or grab one of your devices and connect in and join the meeting at noon today.
That's noon to 1, and there's also another one coming up on another virtual one on Monday the 26th.
Yep.
Have that right?
Yeah.
And you'll have some open houses on several, three actual open houses that people can go to and attend and find some information. Tell us about those.
Yeah, so we have a combination. So on that September 26th, so we'll be out at Seckler Park. So if you want to step out mm-hmm. at the park when you're out and about, you can share your information. And then Thursday, October 6th, we'll be up at Greenville Park Elementary, so we'll have an open house meeting. A lot of the meetings are, we do like to kind of kick it off with a summary of kind of what's in the plan and then try to go to an open house style format so we can get, so people can share their information and then they can get out of there if they want to get out of there or if they want to hang around and chat more about what's in the plan and share their input. And then Wednesday, October 12th at the City Hall, so we'll have a combination open house and virtual meeting at that time. So it could be in person or you could be virtual to attend that meeting.
As you had mentioned, you're putting together a 10-year plan. As far as action steps, well, are you doing the whole plan all at once? Are there going to be... each year you come up are you going to refresh, I guess, the priorities each year?
Yeah. Very good question, Jeff. I really think it really will extend over at least the 10-year period, and it could go beyond, and it really probably ties back to some of the funding. Certainly, you could take down a large chunk of the plan. You know, one of the bigger items that's in there is the 50 North expansion, so that's one of the larger cost items. So certainly that one could be done right away, but it could be really over that whole time period of investment into the park system.
And does that include a potential new hockey arena or some type of public space that would house the hockey arena?
Good question. So right now in the plan, we've kept in really the improvements to really replace the refrigeration system in there. I think we know that things have changed since we've even developed this plan, that we're working with the school district and talking with them about and seeing if we can partner and include on the school district referendum related to the ice arena. We have a great business in town that is really looking to expand, and they want to, you know, they want to see a solution before they want to get into that property. So we want to have a solution to take care of that. So that's an item that's still to be resolved. It's not really fully within this plan, but we know that that's something that is out there for council and the city and the school district to figure out.
As far as other, what we would refer to as big ticket items, of course, a potential hockey arena would be big. The expansion of 50 North is going to be a big thing. Are those like the two big things? Are there any other larger scale projects that you'll be considering during that 10-year plan?
I think so. There's really four parts of the plan that get into the investment. So it's really the broad park system. So a lot of the neighborhood parks. So one component of it is really just over those 10 years replacing and repairing a lot of stuff that currently exists within those parks, within playgrounds, and then also adding new features into the park. So one thing when we did the planning, so we're working with a team of consultants, 292 Pros and Damon Farber, they really did a benchmarking and they did kind of also, then they look geographically at the city, and we know in the north and the west area of the community, we're lacking park amenities. So when you look at the distribution of facilities, so you look at where the basketball courts are, and some of those items, we know we just don't have, we have a lot of those things in the southeast part of the city, but we don't have a lot of that stuff in the northwest. So the plan tries to address that. So adding new amenities too within the park system. So that's one of the core areas. Two is it's the riverfront park. So Babcock, Seckler, Ames, and improving those. So expanding and adding additional fields out at Seckler Park is included in the plan. A lot of the stuff that's in there is building off what was identified in the Riverfront Enhancement Action Plan. I think each one of those parks along the river will be master planned more to really get into the details, but there's funding set aside to improve those parks along the river corridor. And then really indoor facilities, it's called. So that's really our recreation. So that would be our 50 North. That's really the biggest component. So, and then the last item is our trail system. So continuing to build out the trails within our parks. So we know after COVID, people really like to be out in our parks. They like to be walking around. So there's funding in there to expand the trail system within the parks.
City Engineer Dave Bennett is with us along with Mayor Pownell. Let's talk about funding in this for general. Just in general, our general fund will probably have some of that, I would imagine. There's a lot of ways now you can do some funding for different projects, including grants from either the federal government, the state government. Legacy Fund has been big on a lot of projects like this. Do we know yet, do we have an idea of where, how the distribution of money is going to be coming in as opposed to going out?
Sure. Good question, Jeff. I think really a combination of the grants, so always searching for those opportunities for the legacy funds that was used to help with the construction of the East Cannon River Trail. I think really a levy and through the taxes is another component that council will consider. It could be the council going out to ask the voters in a referendum related to adding more funding to the park system. So local option sales tax, so there's a 0.5% local option sales tax option. So another question that could potentially go out to the voters, and that would be used for more of the regional items. So that would be, you know, that could be used for like 50 North. That could be used for the athletic complexes, more stuff that draws from a bigger boundary and draws people in. So that's another possibility. So I think we're shaping the plan, and I think the funding and how we want to try to fund it will be worked out as the plan comes together. So,
all right. Anything else you'd like to mention about the parks and recs, the survey, or the upcoming meetings that you would have?
It's really the community's parks, and we really want to hear from you to help shape what's in the plan.
All right, let's move on while we have you here, while you're convenient to us here. I want to talk about some of the other projects going on. Of course, we've got winter coming up, which means we're getting to the end of road construction season. How are everything going? Are things seem to be on schedule and working out well this year as far as our road construction projects?
Yeah. So our street improvement project this year is really wrapping up. So I think you'll see we have really the pavement markings, so they're out getting the lines and all the markings out on the roadway, so that's kind of nearing the end. All the trees have been getting planted. I think the boulevards and the grass will be going down, so it's really wrapping up this year. There'll be a few things that'll carry over into next year. We have some work still to be done around the railroad tracks, so that and just through the permitting process with the railroad kind of is going to push that into next year. We do know the pickleball courts, the final surfacing and coating will go on next year, but they're temporarily marked and the nets are in, so they're playable now until to get the surfacing on next year. And then really, you know, once 22 is done, we're into 23. So, and also we're working on the plans for next year's projects too. So that's kind of, you know, down by the Heritage Drive area. So I'd say go on to the city's website and look at the 2023 project and find out more information. That's really a combination of an overlay and really a full pavement reclamation removal of all the pavement on that project.
All right. That's about all the time I guess we have for you. Is there anything else you'd like to mention while we have you in?
No, I'm just so grateful for our city engineer, Dave Bennett, and all of the people that are under him, just really working hard to ensure that our community is accessible to all, right? That we have quality roads, quality parks. There's so much that goes into that, and there's so much that kind of falls underneath his department that is pretty significant to us as a community. And so just so appreciative of all of our city staff that are working on that on behalf of everyone here. So
And for our listeners out there, you can give them some directions, some guidance by attending one of the virtual meetings coming up. The first one is today from noon to 1:30. Just go to the city's website and you'll easily find the link there to that virtual meeting. So thank you both for coming in today. Much appreciated. You've given some good information. We look forward to talking, Mayor, with you next week and Dave with you sometime in the future.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell and City Engineer Dave Bennett. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield. We've got news with Rich coming up in just a couple of minutes. News and a side of sports with Tim. That